On Monday, the New South Wales Minister for Planning, Anthony Roberts, and the Minister for Transport, Andrew Constance, were in Newcastle for the unveiling of the light rail cars. Now, during the course of Richard's interview with both of the ministers, they actually took a bit of a swipe at the member for Newcastle, Tim Krakenthorpe.
Right across New South Wales, we have very close working relationships with state members of parliament. In the case of Newcastle, you've unfortunately got a state member who basically doesn't have a seat at the table because he's walked away from the table, and quite frankly, you've got a mayor that's taken the state member's traditional role in working with state government.
We thought that was a bit harsh, so we did invite Mr. Krakenthorpe to respond to those statements. We got a statement from Tim saying, "This government's arrogance never ceases to amaze me. The community response has been clear. They have no time for this sort of churlish behaviour, and I certainly will not be wasting any more time on this sort of garbage." 48 hours has passed, and Tim would like to speak with us, and he joins us now. Good morning, Tim.
Yeah, good morning, Kim.
So what did you think of that comment you just heard there from Anthony Roberts?
Look, this minister makes it up as he goes. I mean, just last year he sent me a letter saying what a great job I'm doing advocating for the people of Newcastle. And then on Monday he's saying I'm in my office when they're doing these announcements, when I was actually across the road standing up for staff and students from the University of Newcastle, assisting them in their effort to get a fair day's pay for a fair day's work. And that's my job, and that's what I'm getting on with. So, quite frankly, I don't take that claim seriously when he's simply contradicting himself. I mean, these blokes love to come up here to Newcastle. They hop in their chauffeur-driven cars. They come up, there's an election coming on, they throw a few grenades, they hop in the car, and they toddle off back to Sydney. But, you know, it's absolute rubbish. He's muckraking, causing trouble. And he does it in Parliament as well.
Now, Andrew Constance, he's also come out too, Tim, and he's called you the city's whinger. I mean, what's your response to that?
Well, Andrew Constance does the same. He seems to pop up here and throw a few grenades and go away. But look, I'm achieving a lot for the people of Newcastle. Some time ago, I saved the bogey hole. I've been fighting for erosion funding and got that in opposition, which is not easy to do. We're trying to get that cruise terminal done. I've got the Stockton Boat Harbour being fixed, and we're trying to get rid of this terrible port rot from the container terminal. I'm all go. Andrew Constance continues to try and destabilise Labor MPs, and that's what he's doing. He's simply seeing the election come up and throwing a few grenades.
Well,
people are telling me, you know, is important. It's not too bitter with these fellows. They're telling me addressing the rising cost of living is important, guaranteeing our hospitals are well resourced, making sure elderly Australians actually receive appropriate care in our aged care system, which is in crisis, and being able to catch a bus where they need to go, and getting our cruise ship terminal that was announced 2 years ago finalised. But, you know, Andrew Constance has privatised our bus network in Newcastle, and it's pretty much a disaster. So I think he's got a few things to fix up in his own patch before he comes up here and criticises Hunter MPs.
Well, you are right there. There's a lot of positive work being done, on behalf of the people of Newcastle. We did receive a call yesterday, Tim, from a man who was not happy with you, and he wanted to know what your stance on the light rail is now. Are you in there pushing for extensions? Are you now positive about the light rail for Newcastle?
Yeah, look, I mean, we went to the election with a particular policy position. We got overwhelming support for that position. 700 MPs got elected, but you know, we didn't win the election. So the government's implemented their policy, and here we are. We've got a light rail system, and, you know, it's a very small one. It's a very expensive one. So, of course, we've got to make the best of public transport for the people of the city. So, of course, I think we should absolutely extend it. You know, we need to go to Broadmeadow. We need to make the best of what we've got.
Yeah, and just very quickly, Tim, I just want to ask you this question, just from a voter's point of view, so, you know, just speaking on behalf of myself and other voters in Newcastle as well, you're obviously at the early stages were totally against the light rail. Is that fair to say, and then you've kind of changed your mind?
Well, as I said, we went to the election wanting to open up the city, wanting to keep the heavy rail. We lost that election. We won it overwhelmingly in the Hunter. But you know, at that point, you've got to close the door and get on with the job. And we've got the light rail now, and we've got to proceed. Look, the big problem is, and this is what I was trying to say to the Minister for Transport, is that all their advice in Cabinet Document 71 said, put the light rail down the rail corridor, because you're going to knock a whole lot of businesses out of business on Hunter Street if you go ahead, and it'll cost another $100 million. I was simply saying to him, because I've been advocating for these businesses for 3 years, I've held 2 public meetings and done a survey, is just do a walk down Hunter Street, talk to these local businesses. Because in Sydney, you have given them $9 million, over $100,000 to each business, and up here, they've done a backflip and said, no, we're not even going to look at it. So that's why I think I was poking the bear, and I think I hit a sore point, and I think Constance came out swinging. And, you know, my job is to advocate for these people, and that's what I was doing, and I'll stand by that.
All right. Well, you're right. They were swinging, and thank you for calling us and giving us your response.
My pleasure, Peter.
There he is, the State Member for Newcastle.